talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Told me, son, sometimes it may seem dark, but the absence of the light is a necessary part. Just know.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was 93 Miles by Jason Mraz, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening next weekend, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Insull Steel of South Carolina, and we'll be talking with Shelley Puckett with Insull Steel of South Carolina, and they're one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. They've got a great display. You don't want to miss it at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. Also, we'll be talking with Med Box with Air Max, and they are also a vendor at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking about what they're going to be displaying. And then also another sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Richmond Brown with Living Designs Landscape, and they are a landscape architect, and they also install all the plants for you, and they just started a maintenance division as well. Well, we are 1 week away from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and I'll be talking about that in just a minute. But are you familiar with our weekly savings club? And if you don't get an email from us, you can sign up. You can always just email me at tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com, and we will add you to our email list. The weekly savings club is a list of local home-related companies that have some really good offers. And Carolina Flooring Specialists, they specialize in garage floors. They have a $250 off offer. All About Garage Doors is giving away a free keyless remote with the purchase of any electric opener for your garage. Aiden Fabrics has 20% off wall coverings. And the Muller Company, you can get a $500 lighting credit with the purchase of a sunroom. So if you're not getting the weekly savings club, you can email info@newhomecharleston.com. That's another email, and we'll add you to our email list. Well, the Charleston Home and Design Show is happening next weekend, and I wanted to take just a couple of minutes and give you some details about the show, so that you're fully informed. Everybody likes that. They don't want to be left in the dark. But it's happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And show hours next Friday are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and admission is free. So between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., stop by the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's free admission. And then from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and then at 6, the show kind of changes over for our kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party. And you do need a ticket for the home show party, kitchens, baths, and all that jazz. And you can buy those tickets for only $15 at charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. And if you decide you want to wait, we usually have a few tickets available at the door for $20. And that's happening next Friday from 6 until 9. And there's an open beer and wine bar. And then there's also heavy hors d'oeuvres that are passed throughout the show. So it's a really great value. Free beer, free wine, free food, and you get to see the home show. And we call it the largest gathering of home professionals in the Charleston area. So if you do work for a company that specializes in home services or products, you might want to come to the kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party. A lot of custom builders come to the show, to come to the party. A lot of architects, interior designers, and of course homeowners. But once again, $15 in advance for kitchens, baths, and all that jazz, and you can buy those tickets at charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. On Saturday, show hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and admission's only $7 per person. And at 2 o'clock, we drop the admission price to only $2 per person. So $2 after 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And if you do decide to come after 2 o'clock on Saturday, the first 200 families to pay that discounted $2 admission will receive a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag, and that's valued at $20, and that's totally for free. Just pay the $2 discounted admission to go to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we're going to give you, if you're one of the first 200 families, a Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag that's valued at $20, and it includes Benny wafers and roasted pecans and key lime cookies. There's a praline in there, plus Charleston tea samples, and a starfish ornament that you can re-gift or just hold on to for Christmas time. And special thanks to Lowcountry Gourmet Baskets and Gifts and M.W. Hunter Interiors in West Ashley. They're providing us those 200 Lowcountry Gourmet gift bags that we're giving away to the first 200 families to pay that $2 discounted admission after 2 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, once again, admission is $7 per person until 2 o'clock. And then starting at 2 o'clock, we drop the admission to $2 per person. And if you are one of the first 200 families at 2 p.m. on Sunday, we're going to give you a free blue cotton sweet tea scented candle. And Blue Cotton is a retail store in West Ashley. They've got so many great things for your home. You definitely want to check them out in West Ashley. They're in the Outback Plaza. And they also make their own candles. And so this is a sweet tea scented candle. They sell them in their store for $27, and we're giving away 200 of them for free. The first 200 families to pay the $2 admission after 2 p.m. will get a free blue cotton sweet tea scented candle. And special thanks to Blue Cotton in West Ashley for helping us out with that. Also going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've got free design consultations for homeowners provided by professional interior designers. And there's a good chance you may not have ever worked with an interior designer. And all I can tell you is that it's addictive. Once you once you work with an interior designer and you're able to bounce a lot of ideas and questions off of them, you'll find that you don't really want to make a decision on a home project without getting the advice of an interior designer. And we've got an entire team of interior designers, local interior designers that are volunteering their time, and they're offering free design consultations to homeowners. And if you'd like to make a reservation for a 20 to 30 minute design consult, you can call the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office at 577-7652, 577-7652. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Charleston Home and Design Magazine editor Erin Forbes. And she usually coordinates these free design consultations. And so she's going to tell us a little bit more about that. But those free design consultations are happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Another great thing we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Hope I'm not boring you. I can't imagine that would be the case, but we have so many great things going on. You know, we've got over 100 A-list local contractors that have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down to the Gilliard Center and set up for the weekend. They're giving up their weekend for you to answer your questions, to offer expert advice, and we urge you to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, because basically it's, you know, everyone's trying to be efficient with their time. No one likes to waste time. You know, we've got over 100 local contractors all in one place at one time. You can spend a couple hours at the Charleston Fall Home Show, make all the contacts that you want, get all of the questions answered that you want, and be ready for whatever project that you have. And I'm sure that you would agree, just about every homeowner has a project. Some of them are big, some of them are small, but everybody has a project that they want to get going. While you're at the Charleston Fall Home Show, you'll want to sign up to win one of three $2,000 home improvement prize packages. And we always have local winners. Three lucky locals will win one of these $2,000 home improvement prize packages. One of them is a $2,000 Big Green Egg and accessories package from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. It's worth $2,000, and someone local will win that. We're also giving away a $2,000 showroom style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists. And you know, the garage is kind of like the final frontier with your home. It might be the last place that you end up doing some work on, but you know, you may have a car in the garage that leaks oil, maybe it leaves a stain. This garage floor coating package, you can just wipe that oil right up and it'll never stain. It'll really dress up your garage. And a lot of people are very organized and really, you know, they may have their garage door open and all of their neighbors are looking and envying them and thinking, wow, I wish I was that organized. You can win someone local will win a $2,000 showroom style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists. Also, we're giving away a $2,000 light up the night landscape lighting package from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. So three different $2,000 prize packages that you can win. There'll be three local winners, each winning one of those $2,000 prize packages. On Saturday and Sunday, this is a brand new feature of the Charleston Fall Home Show. We've invited a select group of home furnishing companies, and the designers from those companies will be faced with the challenge of strategically and artfully decorating bookcases. And the bookcases will have different themes like beachy, coastal, mid-century modern, farmhouse, nautical, industrial / modern, and more. And the designers from these home furnishing companies will be on hand to explain their rationale for how decorative items were placed and pass on design tips to attendees. And you can vote on your favorite bookcase. But there's a twist. And before the decorating begins, we're going to inform the designers that you know, this is sort of like a real life challenge for these decorators. We're going to say, hey, your client forgot to tell you that they have a few personal items that have great sentimental value, and they'd like you to integrate them into the design. And so we've gone over to Terrace Oaks Antiques in James Island, and we've borrowed about a dozen different antiques, and we're going to surprise the home furnishing companies with a couple, three of these different items and say, hey, I know you've got a set design going into this, but your client just told you that they really want these other items to be worked into the design. So it'll be interesting. These personal items will be indicated in signage at the display to alert you that those items originate as part of the twist. So Coralberry Cottage will be participating, CHD Interiors in Mount Pleasant, also Ethan Allen in Mount Pleasant, and Little Staging in Mount Pleasant. And one last thing I wanted to mention before we get going with the show are the free lectures and seminars going on. And on Saturday at 1 p.m., join Robert Lola. He's the former editor of Domino Magazine and founder of the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston November 1st through the 4th. And a few prominent Charleston designers for a discussion about Southern design and how it is influencing the rest of the country. And together, the panel will discuss the latest trends in decorating and how to create a home design that is both timely and timeless. And they'll also provide a preview of the upcoming Southern Style Now Festival with attention given to the show house that Traditional Home Magazine is helping to sponsor. And again, that seminar is completely free. And then we've got a series of lectures going on. We call the lectures Inside the Architect's Mind. And you can see and hear insightful presentations of architect design homes by the architects themselves. And we've got David Hill. He'll be talking about an architect's unbiased look at an energy efficient home. Architect Chris Rose will be talking about why an architect is needed when you renovate, and he'll have lots of before and after photos. Architect Elizabeth Allen will be taking a look back at previous projects. On Sunday, we've got architect Emma Suter with Red Iron Architects, ideas and tips to make your home comfortable and safe if you choose to age in place. Also, architect Scott Anderson will be doing a presentation at 3 o'clock, and then Professor Ralph Muldrow from the College of Charleston will be doing a presentation at 4 p.m. on Sunday. But go to charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com, to get all the information and all the different times that you need. And we'll see you next weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And now we're talking with Aaron Forbes, editor of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron, everybody here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine is very, very busy. We're preparing for the Charleston Fall Home Show happening next weekend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, you are responsible for a few of the different special events we have going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show, including the free design consultations for homeowners that are provided by local professional interior designers. And take a moment and just kind of tell our listeners about that and how they can get a free design consultation from an interior designer.
Right, Tim. Well, basically the best way to get or to sit down with an interior designer at the Charleston Fall Home Show is to give us a call and set up an appointment, and you can get a 30-minute free consultation with any of our professional interior designers. They're all locally based interior designers as well, so you know, if you need to contact them after you decide that maybe you want to work with them further and they've really given you some good ideas and things to think about, then you can always contact them and they can always work with you on your project here in Charleston. So that's really one super great benefit from coming to the interior design consultations and sitting down with one of the interior designers. They can answer any questions that you have regardless of the size of your project, whether you're just kind of thinking maybe I should paint the walls in one room or I'm doing a whole home renovation. They can help you and you know, at any point along the way, whether you're, you know, just thinking about it or you've already kind of started, you know, it's always good to bring one on because they can help answer questions that maybe you don't even know to ask. Mm-hmm. Whether you are working with a builder or an architect, they can come in and help that team as well. And they can save you a lot of money.
Yeah, the a lot of people, I'd say the vast majority of homeowners have never worked with an interior designer. But for those that have worked with an interior designer, they wouldn't do a project without an interior designer in the future.
Right.
And that's because I've always kind of looked at working with an interior designer like it's like taking maybe your best friend shopping with you. And
absolutely.
And asking them, you know, their opinions on, mm-hmm. on a multitude of things going on with your project at home. And while you could take your best friend with you shopping or hitting your best friend up for a lot of those questions, you're probably going to wear out your welcome pretty quickly. and your best friend may not, you know, really have a very clear vision of or the expertise to sure. really help you. And so working with an interior designer, it's almost, you've experienced this before where the homeowner is sitting down for that 20 to 30 minute design consultation, mm-hmm. and it just goes by like it's 10 seconds and,
right.
and they get done 30 minutes and we say, okay, we've got to move on. We've got another homeowner here. And the homeowner is like, oh my gosh, that's not enough time. I've got
right.
so many more questions.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and they will end up getting the contact info for that interior designer to maybe work with them outside of the home show.
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I get interior designers that, you know, let me know from time to time. They're just like, I just got a job from the interior design consultations that I did in January or in August. And it's always great news because I know that interior designer is happy, and I know that you know, the homeowner is going to be happy with the results.
Yeah.
So
when it comes to your house, the big thing is you want to make the right choices,
right.
and you don't want to make mistakes because mistakes can be very costly.
Absolutely.
And so having that professional who can really help guide you is invaluable. And so, you know, this idea of the free design consultations, it's not an original one to Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We do lots of research, and Architectural Digest Magazine does a big home show in Manhattan every
mm-hmm.
March. And when I visited there one year, I noticed that they had a special section set aside with ASID interior designers that were providing free design consultations. And I thought, what a great idea. And ever since 2004, we have partnered with local interior designers to do this. And we couldn't do it without these volunteer interior designers volunteering
right.
their time, I should say. And please give credit to these interior designers who are volunteering next weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Right. So we've got 10 designers that are coming to help the home show goers. The first one is Amanda Kelly and Margaret McEady. They're both with Indigo Alley Interiors. Duval Acker, she's a real estate agent and has been a interior designer for a very long time. She'll be there as well. Eliza Constanzer with Eliza Christine Interior Design, and Heidi Hoddleston with Delicious Kitchens. Jenny Ledutko with J. Banks Designs, Lee McAlpin with Dwelling Interiors and Design, Debbie Gamolka of Debbie Gamolka Designs, Edie Sullivan of Sullivan's Island Designs, and also Judy Bistany of Judy Bistany Interior Design will be there as well.
That's great. Well, special thanks to all of those interior designers for giving up their weekend and volunteering to sit and share their craft with the homeowners that are signing up. And we always have a full house. We have a full roster of homeowners that do want to sit down with these interior designers. And how can someone reserve a time slot, and what days are they available and so forth?
So there are spots available Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So the whole weekend that the home show is happening. Friday we'll be doing them from 1 to 4. Saturday we'll be doing them from 12 to 5. And then Sunday, we will be doing them from 12 to 3. And the best way to contact us, give us a call at 577-7652. That way you can get in touch with our office and just set up a time to meet with one of our interior designers who's going to be at the show.
And we do urge you to sign up in advance for a time slot, 577-7652. But you can come to the home show, and we do our best to work you in. If you haven't made if you haven't reserved a time slot, we will just come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Let us know that you'd like a free design consultation, and we will do our best to make sure to accommodate you. And we've been talking with one of the editors at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Aaron Forbes. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Insul Steel of South Carolina, and they are a home builder. They're located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, Suite 204. Across from the subway on Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area of Charleston. And now we're talking with Shelley Puckett with Insul Steel of South Carolina. How are you, Shelley?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Shelley, take a moment, tell everybody about Insul Steel of South Carolina.
Right. Insul Steel, like Tim said, is a custom home builder here in Charleston in the Lowcountry area. And we have a little bit different system than your typical traditional home builder. We build out of an EPS panelized panel and light gauge steel interior floors, walls, and truss systems. So we're taking all the wood out of the house to create a very energy efficient envelope and very strong building overall.
Gotcha. Okay. And I wanted to mention, we're very proud to have Insul Steel of South Carolina as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's happening next weekend at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And Shelley, Insul Steel of South Carolina, you folks always have a great display at the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's kind of a cutout of a wall system that is deconstructed so that attendees can actually see the steel panels that you just mentioned.
Right, exactly. And when you come to the home show, you literally cannot miss our booth. It's almost like a little mini version of the homes we build. Mm-hmm. So you'll see our EcoShell panels, and we're going to have an all-new booth this year, which we're super excited about, that's going to showcase our light gauge steel integration. So we'll have a floor system, we'll have trusses, and even interior walls, so you can really touch and feel and get a visual sense of what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to, I'm going to ask you to kind of describe the difference between an Insul Steel built home and a traditional built home. But let's kind of fast forward to the benefits that a homeowner will enjoy. First of all, it's a highly insulated home. And people can expect to pay very, very low energy bills, right, with an Insul Steel built home?
Right, exactly. That's energy efficiency is one of our main imperatives of our whole building. And we reduce a lot of time on site by off-site manufacturing all of our building components. So everything comes to the job site completely designed to your custom home, ready to go. So no one's cutting wood on the job site, which makes everything a lot faster. Almost zero waste we're down to now. You can look at our dumpsters at our job sites, and they're virtually empty, which is pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the energy efficiency, our buildings are rated for 220 mile an hour winds. They're structurally engineered very intensely, and we do all of that work on the front end to make sure you have the strongest building possible. Mm-hmm. And with no wood in the home, we're eliminating all the mold and mildew issues that come with moisture getting trapped in wood spaces and crawl spaces. So we have really incredible air quality as well that's rated by the EPA.
And that's very important, because a lot of people, seems like more people today suffer from allergies and from bad indoor air quality.
Right, it's something that people don't realize is happening in their own home. Mm-hmm. When you look at the crawl space of a typical wood stick constructed home versus one of our crawl spaces, which we pump air down into our crawl space, and there's no wood, so they're very clean, and you don't have any of that mold and mildew issue.
Right, exactly. And you're referring to in the crawl space underneath your house. A lot of times, unless it's a closed crawl space, there could be a lot of moisture and
right.
You could have mold growing right underneath your floorboards and not know it, and you're not going to experience that with an insole steel.
Exactly. We don't build on CMU block. We use our panels, so the whole entire building envelope is completely made out of our panelized system and our light gauge steel.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I think when people hear how a highly efficiently built, energy efficient built home that insole steel has, they think, well, maybe it's some kind of weird looking design, but you're from the street, you're never really going to be able to tell that this was that your home was built using insole steel's methods.
Exactly. We have all the standard finishes, very high quality finishes. We have our own showroom that you can come and pick out everything that you want for your interior and exterior of your home, which is really incredible. And the great thing about our building system is that your building's going to stand up over the test of time. That building's not going to have any termite issues or any warping. It's going to look essentially the same for you. A very long time to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to, it can really be just about any design that you have. It could be a traditional Charleston single house or, you know, just about, and you've got in-house designers, right?
That absolutely.
Can take your house plans or create house plans for you.
Absolutely. We can definitely work with pre-existing home plans, but we have our own staff of designers, interior designers, structural engineers, and we work with you from the beginning. We start with your budget, and since we're doing everything on the front end with our offsite manufacturing, we can really stick to that budget all the way through our entire design process, which is really great. Mm-hmm. And we can build anything out of these panels.
Gotcha. Yeah. So whatever design that you may have for your dream home, you definitely want to at least talk to Insole Steel of South Carolina to compare prices and so forth. And that's another thing. Like when it seems like in the grocery store, whenever you buy something that's light or, you know, low calorie or something, they charge more for it. So this incredibly energy efficient home that Insole Steel of South Carolina is building, it's got to be a lot more in price than a traditional stick-built house. Is that correct?
People have that misconception, but that's not true at all. It's actually one of our main things that we do here at Insole Steel is keep that your budget and your total cost of ownership throughout the entire design process. Since we are building everything on a BIM and Revit platform, we can see all those costs on the front end. We know what all the materials are going to cost. And we know what all the interior selections are going to cost too, since we're a distributor of those as well. Mm-hmm. So we put together your entire package, which makes sure that you don't run over budget as you go along, just because we do so much planning on the front end.
And I've interviewed the owner of Insole Steel, Steve Bostick, a number of times, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he told me that that a price of an Insole Steel built home is not any more than another a stick-built custom home. So
right.
If you're looking to build a custom home, you're not going to be paying any more by having Insole Steel build it.
Exactly. And we've compared even houses down the street that are starting to build at the same time as us. And a lot of times they come in way over budget compared to ours, just for those unforeseen things that you run into as you're going through the building process if you don't have all of those parts and pieces accounted for on the front end like mm-hmm. we do here at Insole Steel.
Yeah, and a lot of times people don't. I see a lot when it comes to custom homes. I see a lot of 3,500, 4,000 or bigger size homes, square foot homes being built. And people never really think about the energy bills that they're going to have to pay once they're in their dream home. And, you know, a 4,000 square foot house, that could easily be $500, $600 a month in power costs. And What does Steve always talk about as far as the low energy costs?
Right, around our 3,000 square foot homes are averaging roughly around a $50 a month electric bill. So you're looking at that $500 to $600 a year mark for your electric bills, as opposed to monthly, which is an incredible savings when you're looking over the entire life of your home, as well as all the other benefits of the air quality, the strength from high winds, and that ownership.
Yeah, and that's because the Insul Steel built homes are highly insulated. They're very tight, and then you folks also use some solar power to help power these homes too.
Absolutely. So once you add solar to our buildings, since they're already cutting the energy demand by 50% to 60%, that you really see that return on investment immediately. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible how efficient these homes are. And a lot of people think because they are so tight that affects. People have a misconception about tight buildings, yep. But we have very advanced air and mechanical systems. So we're constantly changing the air 3 times every hour, and you're having that fresh air pump into your house constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's really great. And once you walk into one of our buildings, you can really feel that clean air and that mm-hmm. difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Insul Steel of South Carolina?
Sure. So first, definitely come to the home show. Check out our booth. Like I said, you cannot miss us. And we'll have our steel integration this year. You can also stop by our office on Clements Ferry Road, across from the subway, 2300 Suite 204. And check out our website, insulsteel.com. We have a bunch of our recent projects. You can see our steel integrated home in Rivertown that's under construction right now, which is very exciting. And you can always give us a call at 843-637-4311.
Yes, and probably the best thing to do is just plan to visit the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. Friday, we've got free admission all day, 11 to 6, and you can pop in and talk to the folks at Insul Steel of South Carolina. Or Saturday show hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and admission's only $7, both Saturday and Sunday. And then at 2 o'clock, the admission cost drops to only $2 per person. So $2 after 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. This is next weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and you can pop in and get all your questions answered in one fell swoop and at one time by talking to the folks at Insul Steel with their great display that they have at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Well, we have been talking with Shelley Puckett with Insul Steel of South Carolina. And once again, thanks for hosting today's radio show, Shelley.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Insul Steel of South Carolina. And they're located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, across from the subway, Suite 204 in the Daniel Island area. Of Charleston, and now we're talking with Med Box with Air Max. How are you doing, Med?
I'm doing good, Tim.
Good. Med, take a moment and tell everybody about Air Max.
Air Max, we're a family-owned business here in the Charleston area. I've been contractors for about 20 years, and we're a mid-sized company. We're running 6 service technicians and 4 install crews, which doesn't make us a real large company, and we're definitely not a real small company. Mm-hmm. So any of our customers get the attention they deserve.
Gotcha. And this time of year in the summer, I'll bet your guys are working a lot of long days.
They are. I've just recognized that we're buying about a pallet of water a week.
Oh, my goodness.
So we ice them up good and get their coolers full of water and send them out.
Right, because they're working in the attics.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
and the places that the homeowner does not want to have to.
Exactly.
That's why they hire the pros at Air Max. Well, we're very proud to have Air Max who as one of the vendors at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening next weekend at the Gelliard Center. And what will you be showing folks who are visiting the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend?
You know, obviously we'll be talking about Air Max and our technicians and our teams, because the difference between most HVAC companies is our equipment is the quality of the install. The most important day of any system is the day that is started up or the day it's put in. But the primary product we'll be talking about is the Mitsubishi line. We just found out about a month or so ago that we are the largest HVAC dealer in the state. So it's amazing the amount of homes that we were putting this product in these homes. They're not just ductless, they have ducted systems, but they have a solution to fit just about any need of a home.
Right, and I'm familiar with the ductless system that Mitsubishi makes, and if you're maybe putting on an addition, or maybe your house you've got a frog that you've just decided to finish, rather than running all the ductwork to heat and cool that space, how do one of these ductless systems from Mitsubishi work?
Yeah, they're great for hot and cold spots, frogs, sunrooms, any additions. But now we're doing whole houses with the Mitsubishi product. A lot of folks are getting in tune with zoning. And if you have a zone, a traditional HVAC system zone, you're zoning air, which is hard to push around. But with a multi-zone Mitsubishi system, you're zoning the refrigerant. So they have a great commercial on TV. Just imagine walking in your house and you turn on your water spigot, and all your water spigots come on throughout your house.
That's true.
So where this way we can control each room individually. You might have, you know, guests over and they want it a little bit colder or warmer, then you like to keep it in your master bedroom. So it gives us individual control for each space.
Very good. That's interesting. I'm familiar with the ductless systems that Mitsubishi does, but not the the ducted. And so there are traditional ducts like
they do have traditional. They have high static air handlers that you that can install. They have small ones. It's called concealed ducted systems. They're really compact. So we're going to have these units on display at the home show. So it'll be a good opportunity to come check them out.
Nice. Well, what kinds of issues are you seeing homeowners dealing with in this hot summer, this hot low country summer?
Since it's the middle of August right now, in the 90s, AC systems obviously are running pretty hard, and a lot of houses are traditionally a little bit leaky. I mean, they're allowing some infiltration in from the outside. So when it's 92 to 95 degrees outside and it's rainy and it's humid, that heat and humidity is coming into the space. And with the ACs running pretty hard, we're seeing some humidity levels running a little bit higher in the house. We see condensation on your supply vents. We might see a little bit of mold or mildew around certain cracks or crevices around the house. So that's pretty common this year, that we're seeing a lot more of this year. But also, we're also selling a lot of more home dehumidifiers. Just because the house is leaky, the AC system can't keep up with the humidity load, but a whole house dehumidifier can help keep that humidity level at 50% range where you want it. Makes 75 degrees feel a lot more comfortable than 75 degrees at 60 or 70% humidity.
Well, a lot of times we're able to keep our house at about 78 degrees, and if you've got one of these whole house dehumidifiers, you can keep your thermostat higher because you're taking all the moisture, and that's what's making you feel uncomfortable in your house, right?
That's correct.
The humidity. And so if you take out all that humidity, you're going to feel kind of chilly. Right. You're going to want to turn the AC up a little bit.
Well, that's right. The AC works by removing moisture from the air, but sometimes it can't keep up. We live in the low country. It's a subtropical environment. So our humidity load is a lot heavier than it is in inland parts of the state or other parts of the country. So you'll see maybe need for a whole house dehumidifier, especially along the coastal areas.
Now, a traditional dehumidifier has got a pan or something that collects the water, and you have to it'll turn off when it's full, and then you got to empty it. But how does a whole house dehumidifier work?
These systems, they actually become part of the AC system. They're a small box like your air handler that's in your attic. It actually sits in the attic and ties into your existing duct system. So when the fan comes on in your AC unit or the air handler, it actually circulates some of that dry air throughout your house.
Okay.
So it gets good air distribution.
Gotcha. And so, and any of the the water condensation is
Plumbed to the outside.
Plumbed to the outside. Gotcha. Okay. My in-laws have a dehumidifier they live in an elevated house. They have it in their I guess you would call it the basement area on the ground floor, and you walk in there and it's almost like it's air conditioned in the summer, and it feels very warm in the winter time too.
Sure.
He's always telling me to make sure to close the door.
Yeah.
Right? But it that can help your overall energy efficiency, your energy bills, because it's making the rest of your systems work, don't have to work as hard.
Exactly right. It's got less moisture to pull out, so it's not going to work as hard. But also, you know, in the summer months, a lot of people like to take vacations. But you need to have something running in your house to maintain a certain humidity level. With a whole house dehumidifier, you can run the temperature up a little bit higher than normal and still get that humidity control that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. What does a whole house dehumidifier average run?
They're pretty inexpensive, between $2,500 and $3,500, okay, depending on the electrical requirements and the difficulty of install.
Right. And I would venture to guess that there's a payback. You're going to be saving money on your heating and air conditioning bills, and so that's going toward whatever investment you make in this whole house dehumidifier. And so it's basically going to pay for itself.
Yeah, they do pay for themselves, but another big advantage is if you can maintain 50% relative humidity in your house, the air is much more healthier. Dust mites is a big allergen, you know, in the South, as everybody knows. But dust mites can't populate themselves at 50% or less. So if you can maintain 50% or less, you can keep the bed bugs away and the dust mites away, which keeps the air nice and clean and a much healthier environment.
Right, and you're the HVAC expert, but I'm guessing if your equipment is running less, you're going to be able to keep it longer.
Oh, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Because an average system might last 10, 12 years, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes 15 years.
15 years. Mm-hmm. But you can probably count on it lasting longer if you've got that whole house dehumidifier. Well, come out and see Air Max at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. And on Friday, free admission from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then we've got our kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party from 6 until 9. It's free admission 11 to 6 on Friday, but if you wanted to come for the party, tickets are $15, and you can get those at charlestonfallhomeshow.com or $20 at the door. And then on Saturday, show hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and admission's only $7. And at 2 o'clock, it drops to $2 after 2 o'clock. Same with Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., $7 before 2 o'clock and only $2 admission after 2 o'clock. So come out and see Air Max at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. And if they wanted to get more information, how can they reach you, Med?
Our office number is 843-614-3276. And we're located right in North Charleston at 4236 Rivers Avenue. So anyone's welcome to stop by and see us.
All right, great. Yeah, you've got a great showroom, and that's unusual for an HVAC company.
Yeah.
Usually they have a warehouse, and that's it. But you guys have actually got a finished showroom that you can walk through and see the equipment and get some demonstrations. Well, we have been talking with Med Box with Air Max. Thanks so much, Med.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Insel Steel of South Carolina, and they're located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road in the Daniel Island area, and we're very proud to have Insel Steel of South Carolina as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's happening next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Gilliard Center downtown, and we're very fortunate to have one of the other sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, Living Designs Landscape, talking to us today. And how are you? We're talking to Richmond Brown.
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Richmond, take a moment and tell everybody about Living Designs Landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are kind of a one-stop shop for what we do. We do all of the designs and the installs, and we actually just opened a new sector where we do the maintenance as well. The architect and owner, Hayward Townsend, has been doing this for about 2 decades in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm.
So tons of experience. We love Charleston. You know, Charlestonians, you know, kind of our trade. So love what we do, and you really get to see that in our work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone on our team has that same mentality to where we're all in it for this area. You know, we like to make suggestions that are going to work here in Charleston, not some far-fetched something that's, you know, you're going to spend money on that's not going to happen. So really take that to heart. You know, we're really big on integrity with our company and proper training. So all of our guys and myself included go through that. So again, you know, we're just a one-stop shop, local guys that love to make your properties amazing.
Yeah, and just to kind of sum everything up, Living Designs Landscape, the owner is a landscape architect.
He is.
And that's different from a landscape designer.
Absolutely.
A landscape architect has a lot more education that's going into creating the spaces for your outdoors.
Absolutely. Everything from, you know, tree plans to the drainage, to what flowers, bushes, trees, and shrubs and grasses are actually going to work here in this particular area. So with all of that, him being able to really compile that into making the properties that we do just amazing and work long term. So you're not just spending what you're spending now, but it's long term.
It's an investment.
Will sustain.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I'm just kind of pulling this out of the air, but if anybody's ever driven through Daniel Island, you will see these amazing yards. All of the landscaping and the various neighborhoods looks just excellent going from house to house. And there's a reason for that. When you build a house on Daniel Island, they require you to hire a landscape architect, not a landscape designer, not a guy who you know, does this part-time or something like that. A landscape architect, and the folks who develop Daniel Island, they want to make sure that there's a certain level of expertise that is being installed as far as the landscaping goes, so that there's consistency from house to house. Every house landscape can be different and unique. But they don't want the quality to ever suffer if somebody decided to cheap out and just hire a landscape designer or something like that. So when you work with Living Designs Landscaping, you're working with a landscape architect.
Absolutely.
And what I find very unique about Living Designs Landscaping is besides having a landscape architect on staff, a lot of landscape architects hand the work off to an installer. They say, here's my design, and they'll come out and visit the site and make sure that everything is going in okay. But Living Designs Landscape, you folks actually install everything that you design.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of the business is, you know, getting to see it go from paper to dirt and being able to see that creation that was created by the property owners and the designers, and then we get to put it in. So that's part of one of my big jobs is to make sure that the overseeing of that and you know, corresponding with the plans and with the homeowner themselves and the builders, making sure that it looks like what they want. So yeah, we love getting in there and turning it in to reality, really.
I imagine that it helps with the efficiency too, because the left hand knows what the right hand is doing. It's not an installation company kind of looking at the plans and sort of guessing or fudging things. You folks created the landscape design, and now you folks are installing it. So if there's ever any issues that pop up, it's not calling the landscape architect, because you guys are the landscape
architect.
We are,
that's it. Yeah, and it works out really good with our team. The way that I have it set up is, you know, before an install is done, we have a meeting, you know, a meeting of the minds, I guess you could say, with my install manager, myself, the designer and architect, and we all go over the plans. So there is already that upfront knowledge, as well as walking the property. So it really does, like you said, that connectivity that we have from design to install is just, you know, you don't see that everywhere.
That's true. And Living Designs Landscape, you folks must be gluttons for punishment, because you just added this maintenance portion of your business. So not only are you designing, creating the design, installing it, but then you're also telling the homeowner, hey, we'll come out and cut and trim your lawn and do all the maintenance required, all the adding the different chemicals and things like that throughout the year.
Yep. Yeah, we're really excited about this. We just opened this maintenance division not too long ago, and it's really the vision that we had in creating it was to be that that partner with the property owners for that kind of that you know, one stop and you're done, you know, because of the connectivity. Again, I can't say that enough with the design to the install. Mm-hmm. Now we just continue that through the maintenance of your property, knowing what's there already, knowing how to properly maintain it, properly keep it watered and fertilized with pesticides and the different things of pruning and trimming areas. You know, we're being able to come in there from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And really keep that property looking the way that you like it.
Good deal. Well, we're very proud to have Living Designs Landscape as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and you can come out and talk to them next weekend, Friday, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. It's free admission to everyone, and we always have a great day on Friday at the home show. A lot of folks take advantage of that free admission on Friday. And then Saturday, admission's only $7, and then $2 after 2 o'clock. And same with Sunday, $7 admission and then $2 after 2 o'clock on Sunday. But what will Living Designs Landscape be displaying at the show next weekend?
Yeah, we're going to have it's going to be a really awesome booth. Actually, we're going to have lighting and water features. We're going to have some slideshows and you know, different plants. We're going to have some bushes, trees out there. We're going to actually have my designers on site, so questions can be answered along with myself and some others that, you know, we're going to be there for Q&As if need be, and just kind of walk you through the really the property that we're going to create at this home show. It's mm-hmm. going to be exciting. We're mm-hmm. excited for it.
And I imagine you'll be giving out a lot of free advice, including, you know, fall planting season and what people need to do to prepare for the fall and winter seasons too.
Absolutely. Winter is a great time, you know, for people to get into their property and, you know, redo things, or for their pruning that we can take care of, fall planting, like you mentioned, and then also with the different planters that people get into at this time of year, you know, with seasonal things that, yeah, absolutely, we'll be there, one to do, or to also give advice, mm-hmm. which is, that'll be on display as well.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the great things about the Charleston Fall Home Show is so many different vendors all in one place at one time. You really do get a lot of great advice, and the best part about that is the advice is free, and you make great contacts with great local companies like Living Designs Landscape. Well, how can folks get more information about Living Designs Landscape?
Yeah, absolutely. They can reach out to us. We have at our website, livingdesignslandscaping.com, or they can call us at 843-640-3761, and we'd be happy to talk with them about anything that they possibly need.
And what was that number again?
843-640-3761.
Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Richmond Brown with Living Designs Landscape. Thanks so much, Richmond.
Thank y'all. Talking about a home, talking about a home, talking about me and you, things we'll do, I said a home, talking about a home, not talking about a one night stand, I wanna be your man, I said a home, yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing, I said a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.